Today is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We're on Kuf Mem Aleph Beis, with the two dots about six lines from the bottom. So basically, we mentioned about Vinotli Mifnei Habehema. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to put, you're allowed to take, you know, animal food from in front of one animal and put it in front of another animal on Shabbos. The food is not considered muksa. So Gemara now brings two brisos that seem to be sosa of them, each other. Tanachad, one brisa says, Notim milifnei habehema shapir yafa, binos milifnei habehema shapir ra. You can take, I guess, barley or straw from in front of an animal that has a nice mouth. We'll see what that means. And then you may put it in front of an animal that has a bad mouth. Tan Edoch, and another brisa says, Notim milifnei habehema shapir ra, binos milifnei habehema shapir yafa. You can take it from an animal that has a bad mouth and put it in front of an animal that has a good mouth. So it seems to be opposite brisas. So Amar Abaye explains, no, Edi to Edi, both of them are talking about the same thing. They're not talking about taking from one animal, the same animal, and putting it in front of a different animal. But they're both talking about the same animals. They say Pia Yafa, Pia Ra, they're talking about different characteristics of those animals. Kame Chamara, the Kame Torah Shaklina. They're both talking about taking from a donkey and putting in front of an ox. You're allowed to take from a donkey and put it in front of an ox, and I'll take from an ox and put it in front of the donkey. Why? But right, so he said, "Kame chamara l'kame torah shaklin." Then you may do. We may kame torah from the donkey, from the ox. L'kame chamara lo shaklin. We may not take. Ay, v'ha de katani. So how do you explain the brisas if the wording is completely opposite? V'ha de katani. One brisa that says, "No tell me l'fnei behema shapir yafeh." That shapir yafeh in the first brisa is describing the chamor. That's describing the donkey. De lesle rire. It doesn't drool. It doesn't salivate or slobber all over its food. So there's a nice mouth. It doesn't slobber all over its food. You may take the animal that was in front of the donkey and put it in front of the ox, because the food's not disgusting, it's not gross, so you can take it and put, and therefore it's not muksa, and if you can move it from the donkey to the ox. But on the other hand, the ox that slobbers and drools all over, so once the donkey's not going to eat that after all the drools all over it. So you can't take the food that was in front of the ox and move it in front of the donkey. Okay, right. No, so the behemoth should be a rush. Vipara to isle riri. Okay, what about the other brice that says you can take from a pia raw and put it to a pia yafe? Vahada katani, not the behemoth should be a raw. That's a chamor also. The low daig va'achel. It's not very, not so picky when it comes to eating food. It's pia raw, it could eat anything. But, and vinosa the behemoth should be a yafe, and you put it in front of the behemoth that's an animal behemoth yafe, that's talking about the para. It switches over from the Torah to the para. I don't know why it does that. Oh, no, it doesn't. The brisa says Torah, but the explanation says para. Abaye uses the lashon Torah and then he explains the lashon of para. Okay. All right. V'nosim lebe heim v'pirish piraz v'chamor lo daik v'achil. V'nosim lebe heim v'pirish piraz. And you put it in front of an animal. It has a nice mouth that's talking about the para, the daik of v'achla. That's very medakic in what it eats. Obviously, it eats the food that was in front of the donkey, but it's very didactic in what it eats. So you make the whole idea is that you can take it from a donkey and put it in front of an ox or a cow because the ox doesn't salivate, and also because the donkey is not so picky, but it wouldn't still, even though it's not picky, would not eat the ox's food because it's really gross when it salivates and drools all over it. Okay, next Mishnah. Back to a little bit of muksa. Hakash. Okay, she'al gabe mitel. You have like this pile of straw that's on top of a bed. So typically the straw, Rashi says, v'stamen lahasaka u'muksahu. Typically straw is set aside for kindling purposes, and therefore it would be muksa. So here, u'ba l'shachev alav, and now he wants to lie down it, u'menaneh k'dishi tzafarach l'shachev. He wants to push the pile down so it will be nice and smooth and even for him to lie down on. So hakash she'al gabe mitel. If it's on the bed, lo yina'anenu biyado. You can't move it with your hand. You can't just move it with your hand because it's muksa. Ela minano bigufo. You can move it with your body. Rashi says, interesting. Rashi says biktefav. It's with his shoulders. You know, just move it, push it around. The tiltu minatzadhu. It's tiltu minatzad, right? An abnormal way of doing tiltu. The lo shmei tiltu. That's not called tiltu. Our Gemara's have come up with that same maskana. No, it's going to be a problem because we've seen it before. There are other Gemara's that indicate that Tilton Mitzad is Tilton. So we have to answer that stira.
But if he's Muchen Omer of Shabbos to be in a bed, yeah, then
right.
He shouldn't be
Mutzah. Right. We'll see. Im Haya Michael Behema. But if it was this kash was staying there to be animal food, meaning it's not Mutzah, it was set aside. Osha Hayalab Karo Sadin. Or you had on this bed a pillow or some sort of covering on like a blanket. So therefore, it's mukach that the straw was there to be used as sort of a mattress. So then it's not muksa. It was set aside before Shabbos. Rocks are also muksa on Shabbos. But if you're sitting, you're making, you eat outside in the bungalow colony, and there was the tablecloth is blowing away. So on Shabbat Friday afternoon, you take the rocks and you put them down on the corners of the tablecloth on Erev Shabbos. Now the rocks aren't muksa anymore because you set them aside for use on Shabbos. Right, but oh, shahaya alav karu sadin, then minano biyado. Then you can move them with your hands because it has a Torah of a kli. It's not considered muksa. Next, mechabes. Mechabes seems to be some sort of press. They used to do the press the shirts without heat with these two heavy boards. You would put the shirt on the bottom board, and then you would lower this top heavy cinder block, I guess type thing, onto the shirt. And they had these little grooves that you would stick in to lock it. So that's what it is. The mechabes. So this mechabes, shel balabatim, there were two different types. There was the type that you used at home, and then there was the professional ones. So the shel balabatim, the ones of the balabatim, matirin, you can undo on Shabbos, you can separate the two boards on Shabbos to take the clothing that's inside, because it's a sort of Shabbos to take the clothing, right? Aval lo kovsin, but you may not put the clothing in there on Shabbos, right? Rashi says it's an utz dechol. Rashi says the hainu tzor dechol. Shall kovsin, but let's say you have the professional iron, right? So it's basically a non-heated iron. Shall kovsin lo yigabo, you may not touch it, right? Interesting. Rashi says lo yigabo mipnei she asroi l'takin habegadim. It's made to fix clothing. V'tochvo b'chazako mehedok v'atara shelo doma l'stira. Taking it apart would be considered stira, because it looks like you're undoing something. Which is, why does he use that? The Rambam explains that what the problem over here is, so it's muksa, machmas, kesar, kiss. It's a professional item, and it should be muksa. So why is, that's number one with Rashi. Number two question with Rashi is that Rashi holds throughout Shas, ain't being stira b'kelim. So why is he over here? Who cares that Rashi says it's domil stira? It's a kli. How's there stira here? How does that fit with Rashi Shita? Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's the professional press, imhu mutar, if the boards are a little separated, me'erev Shabbos, matir kulo, you can undo the whole thing, vishomto, and then you can take out the begin. So here, is Rabbi Yehuda arguing, or is Rabbi Yehuda just explaining the Tanna Kamma? Tanna Kamma says you can't touch the professional one. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's undone a little bit, you can touch it, you can move it. Well, is he arguing or explaining? So I think this is why Rashi has this issue, is that if you say the idea is that the thing is muksa machmas kisarum kiss, like the Rambam says, well then, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda must be saying that it's not muksa machmas kisarum kiss. Right? But it either is or isn't muksa machmas kisarum kiss. If the whole idea, if Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanna Kamma, right, how can that be? Because if it's separated, it's still muksa machmas kisarum kiss. So according to Rambam, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanna Kamma. According to Rashi, you can simply say, he says, no, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanna Kamma. It's nothing to do with muksa machmas kisarum kiss. The whole idea has to do with the concept of whether it's soser or not. And if it's open a little bit before Shabbos, it's not soser, because it's already open. It doesn't look like you're taking it apart. It already is taken apart a little bit. So Rashi must have learned the Mishnah that there's no argument. Well, if there's no argument, then it can't be a muksa machmas kisarum kiss issue. Because then why Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter? Just because something's open doesn't make it not muksa machmas kisarum kiss. Right? That's what I think I explained the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says as follows. We've seen this before. Hai polka. We had this radish, right? They used to stick the radish. After they cut the radish, they used to stick the radish in the ground to keep it cool, sort of refrigeration purposes. Hai polka, right? Mala depend, and it was narrow on the bottom and wide on top. So you stuck it in. So the whole idea is, on a Shabbos, you want to pull it out. The question is, can you pull it out? You're going to be moving the earth, which is muksa. So if the narrow part is dug in down first, you can pull it out because it's not going to move so much, not going to move the dirt. But if the wide part is stuck in, then you pull it out, it's going to move all the dirt. You pull it out from the top, it's going to move out all the dirt. So hai polka, right? Milmala lamata shari, so that's what we just said. Milmala lamata, meaning if it's put in top to bottom, which means the bottom part is narrower, you can pull it out. Right, but milmata usser. But to pull it out, milmata umamala would be usser, because in this way you're gonna make the hole is small. You're pulling out the wide part. You're gonna move it. It's tilted middle side. It seems like tilted middle side is usser over here. So what's going on? So right, because you're moving the muksab not directly, in an indirect fashion. So Amr of Adam Rava, Amr Bei Rav, the descendant of Yeshiva Rav, Tanina de Lok Rav Nachman. Exactly what I just said. The Mishnah does not accord with the Shita of Rav Nachman, because our Mishnah says that, right, Hakash Lagabi Mita, Lo Yinad Biyoto, Ava Minano Begufo. You can move it with your body, which means that Tiltu Militzadu is. Vim Hayil Michael Behemo, Shai Alav Kar Oak Sodin, Minano Biyoto. Shema Minah from our Mishnah here, from over here, Tiltu Militzad, Lo Shme Tiltu. And yet you, Rav Nachman, said Tiltu Militzad is Tiltu. Shema Minah, that our Mishnah does not go like Rav Nachman. The problem is, Tosfos points it out on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and then right over there as well says as well that our Gemara says that Tiltu Minutzad Lo Shmei Tiltu, but over there it points out that many Gemara say that Tiltu Minutzad is Aser, is Shmei Tiltu. So what's going on? So Tosfos and the Ran, they give one answer. They say it depends on why you're moving the muksa. If you move the muksa for the tzorech of a davar mutter, then it's okay. So davar mutter, then it's okay. So here, the radish, I guess you're moving the radish, the tzorech, he says it's aser. But if you're moving the tzorech davar mutter, then it would be mutter. But if you move the tzorech davar aser, that would be no good. So if you're moving the mace, right, you're moving a mace because you don't want it, it's outside, you don't want the mace to start rotting, that became the problem. That's why I put the thing on top of the mace to move it, that would be a problem. If you're moving the tzorech davar aser, if you're moving the tzorech davar mutter, it's aser. But then the rush, Rush over there quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, wait a second. What is that on our case? Our case in the Mishnah is, what are you doing? You're moving the kash. The kash is davar aser. So you're moving the davar aser. So the Ran explains that you're not moving the davar aser. You're moving it with tzorech mutter. You're moving it with tzorech you. But the Rush doesn't like that. And bottom line is, you're moving the kash. So he explains there's two levels of moving. There's moving directly, and there's moving indirectly. So if you move directly, then it's only going to be with tzorech davar mutter. Indirectly, you can do it with Tzorech Dabar Ha-Tzorech Dabar Aser. And it's exactly what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Halacha Maisa in Simen Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches. Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tiltu Min Atzad L'Tzorech Dabar HaMutter, it's for the purpose of a Dabar Mutter, is Mutter. Right, you gotta put a comma there. Tiltu Min Atzad L'Tzorech Dabar HaMutter Mutter. Right, that's, it becomes Mutter. So Tzinon, in our case, Tzinon Shetaman Ma'aretz, or mixes lav megulim, right? And that was in hishrish, and there's no zriya issue over here because it's separated. Note lo, you can take it afal pisha b'ntilah, so mazis offering komo against Rav Nachman. You can move it even if you're moving the dirt because it's tiltu min hatzad. He brings it later down though. If a tiltu begufo afilu, that's for the tzorach davar mutter. But the tiltu begufo afilu tzorach davar ha'aser mutter. To move an item with your body, even a tzorach davar ha'aser we mutter, which is the rush. The Rush said you can move the straw with your body in our Mishnah, because it's not begufo, even though it's a Surah Dabar Ha'aser. Hilkach, Shulchan Aruch says, Kashal Mita, you have the straw on the bed, the stomach muksa lahasaka, normally it's muksa for saka, minano begufo, you can move it around with your shoulder, imeniach alav odyom, but if you left on it a karo keses, you can move it even be yado, because then it becomes mutter. That's, so Mr. Brewer works down, but the tiltu gufo, she'en no gei be yado. You don't touch it with your hand. Ki'im begufo obishar of the Evarav. That's quoting directly the Rush. Mekila boyosh mishar tiltu mitzad v'alkei mutar afilu tzorach davar aser. If you're not using your hand and you're just using your body, a different part of your body, then the tzorach davar aser, the movement would still be mutar. So the Rosh Lamaisi would be, according to this, so you're walking in the street and you see a pebble and you kick the pebble on Shabbos to move. Stone is muksa. Pebble is clearly muksa. But you're kicking it. So you tell your kid not to do it or not to, you're filing. According to this, it's tiltu b'regel. Chazanish argues. Chazanish says that no, the tiltu min atzad doesn't mean that you're using any other body part. Tiltu min atzad, this isn't even tiltu what's going on by the kash. You're lying down, you're moving, that's not, if you, anytime you use any part of your body, specifically for the clear intent purpose of moving the item, that's going to be a problem. Tiltu min atzad, according to the tiltu min atzad, without you not using your hand, tiltu begufo for davar ha'aser, which for us doesn't mutter, the Chazon Ish says, if you're doing it in some strange way, what's the guy's not moving it. He's lying down on the bed. And by lying down on the bed, the thing gets moved. It's very different than kicking a rock in the street. But the Chazon Ish points out that everyone argues on it. So Chomer the Chazon Ish. Okay. Next. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Haini Pilpoli, these peppercorns, Medek Chad Chada Bikata the Sakina Shari. You can chop them up one by one, you can crush them one by one with the back of the knife. So here you have a problem of tochen. Rashi says chada chada. The laf tochen who el ka'achayad. We're doing it here ka'achayad. We have two shinuyim here. What you're doing one at a time, and what you're doing with the back of the knife. You're not using it with the pestle, right? You're doing it right. So, but tarti to do two at a time, that is aser. Machlokas in the Tosos, whether or not we're talking about here on Shabbos or Yontif, Pasha says we're talking about Shabbos. Says that the two at a time is aser. Rava says no. Came in the Mishane, once you're doing one shinoi, which is what you're doing with the back of the knife, as opposed to using the knife itself, or opposed to using something that's normally used to crush them, I feel tuvanami. You're allowed to break down even more. Right? I think that's halacha. Shinchof Aleph Sifzayin. I mean, this plot is great. It would go through a lot of different halachas. Shinchof Aleph Sifzayin. Where is it? Mutter laduch pilpelim afilo harbe yachad. You're allowed to crush a lot of peppers, even a lot at a time. Vehusha yiducha mekata shal katzakim v'ka'arav. You used to do the shinui. One shinui is enough. Passing like the second one. Amar passing like Rava. Amar Rav Yehuda. Man desachi b'maya. Someone who's going into the river, right? Maybe a guy going to mikvah, I don't know. He's going into the river, right? He shouldn't go out right away. Rather, l'nagev nashi b'reishav ha'adlisidik. He should dry himself, I guess, at the edge of the water. Leave a towel down at the edge of the water. Dry yourself over there, right? And then come out. Because maybe he's going to carry the water for Amos in the Carmelis, which is a Rabbanan. I don't know what that means. To carry the water. What are you supposed to do? What does that mean? So let's say you're walking in a neighborhood. You're walking in a neighborhood that doesn't have an Arab and it's pouring outside. And you're going to get wet. Shemayah ben Adal Amos b'Carmelis. Or even if it's a Rosh Hashanah, no Raisa. If you hold the brook and surround the rice, it's raining, you can't walk outside. Show me a run of the water droplets down on us. Never heard of that. I mean, maybe in that case, you know, what are you supposed to do? That's just the way it is. But so the Rabbanan love it. I don't know. So Ihochi, the Gemara says, if that's the case that you're worried about it, when you go into the water itself is a carmelis. And when you get displaced the water, the water's going to move down on us in the carmelis. So the Gemara says, Kocho b'kamos lo gazru. Karmos is only the Rabbanan, and we only.
He talks about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, 1 second. Karmos is only the Rabbanan, and they only made the gzera in the Karmelis. They only made the gzera about actually moving it, not you moving it with your force. So what does he say about walking in the rain?
That will not accumulate to the shear if you're walking in the rain. And he said,
really?
Yeah. And he said, Mr.
Brewer
says that.
Where's Mr. Brewer? Read what?
326:7.
Shin Chavav. Right, so it says here, Haroch is minahar, tzor shinagev gufo yofik shol minahar, ribnei shalo yisharo mayim alovi tatam abros mkarmelis. Aval aholek lurshus harabim, umater sochei val rosho, when it's raining a lot, val luvu shalo hikfidubo. They weren't makvid. So Mr. Brewer says, rotz lom lefish heim uatim, because it's ve'ein motzav hem shir hotzaz hamayim, sheishchai behen, lo gazru bezeh, shehu klo derech hotzah. I think that's another answer. It's not derech hotzah. Maybe that's another answer he says over here. Because he says here, he quotes the Prima Gadon, Shemutal lechachilat seis v'beitul b'shas ha-geshem. Okay.
This is an onus. You can't help it.
He quotes here the Beir Agrah that according to Tosos, even if there's a lot of water and it's in your levush, still mutter to go out. There's no chash srita. There's no chash shemi yavareno. Ayin taz tam. Quotes a Taz who says shekevan she'i efshar lihimana b'kach. What are you supposed to do? You gotta go to shul. What are you supposed to do? They said that once, right, it's not also the Chachamim to make the takana in this case about worrying about going the Dal Amos with the water. Okay, but they talk about it, so that means we understood the sugya. Once they talk about it, that means we understand what's going on. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Itema Rav Yehuda. Some say Rav Yehuda says it. Tichel agav raglo. If you have mud or dirt that's on your leg, minkancho bekarka. You can rub it on the ground. The eimikancho bekotel. But you can't rub it on the wall because it looks like you're putting an extra layer on the wall, which is mechseke bone. Right? Amar Rava, my time of a kotel low. Why you can't do it on the kotel? Mishum de mechseke bone. It looks like bone. Habinyan. How's this binyan? Haklohu. This is not the derech of the binyan, right? It's chat la, which talks about taking the fields, I guess. And plus, you have no kavana. So why is that also? So El, so you definitely can put it on the wall. So El Amarava Mechanical Bekosel, you can put it on the wall. The A Mechanical Bekarka, but you can't put it on the ground. Dilma Asi La Ashvi Gumos, because you start rubbing it on the ground. If it's a dirt floor, maybe you're going to fill in the holes. Fill in the holes, that's a problem of Bone. Itmar, so now we have a, another day. Itmar Mar Bered Rabina Amar Echadzeb Echadzeb Aser, putting on the wall and putting on the floor is Aser. Virapapa Amar Echadzeb Echadzeb Mutter. No, both are Mutter. Right? The Mar Bered Rabina, according to Mar Bered Rabina, so what are you supposed to do? You can't rub it off on the wall. You can't rub it off on the ground. What are you supposed to do? The Mar Mechanically, what do you rub it off on? Mechanically, Bekori, you find some sort of beam that's outside. It's not part of a house, it's not wall. You find some sort of beam and you rub it off. Maybe you rub it off on the table or you do something that doesn't. That's how you rub it off. Fine. I don't know if that makes it. I don't know. Would that be look like bone of bezman zeh? I mean, that's how you. I don't know. Amar Rava, lo leisiv inish apumid lechya. A person should not sit right by the lechi, right by the lechi outside the mab, by the mavoi, because dilma migandra lechepetz v'as lesuye. Maybe some sort of chepetz is going to roll and it's going to be 2 inches away from him. And he's going to get up and bring it back in. Well, then he's going to be bringing it in from the shusharabim into the mavoi, and that is a big problem. So that's why you shouldn't sit over there. Stay away from any issues. Right? Don't sit right under the string. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo litzid inish kuva duma as lishui gumus." You can't sort of tip the heavy barrel to try to fasten it into place on the ground because maybe lishui gumus. Again, these are all on dirt floors on our floor, you know. Whether it's a pergo floor, whatever we have, it's not going to be a shvuyeh gumos. But Amar Rava, lo. Right, I guess going back with the rubbing, the thinking. If you have dirt on your shoe, I heard him say that best to don't do it outside on the ground. Right, don't do it outside. If you're outside, rub it on the curb or something like that. Don't rub it on the ground because you have the problem of shvuyeh gumos on the ground. Right, Amar Rava, lo lehedek inish udra b'puma d'shisha dima asli shchita. You should not stuff a rag into the mouth of a jug that has liquid in it because dima asli shchita. Because maybe you'll stick it in very tight and it's going to come to squeeze out, come to shchita. This is one of the rayas against the Aruch who says psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter. Here there seems to be a psik reisha de lo nichale because I don't care if it's going to squeeze out. My purpose is to stick it in, and it says here that it's aser. Now, the Aruch has to answer this Gemara, and he does. But Amar Rav Kahana, Titcha Abi Bigdo, right? If you have some sort of dirt that got onto your clothing, you want to scratch it strenuously, you can do it from the inside. So if it falls on the outside of your shirt, you can go from the inside to rub it off, but you can't rub it off from the outside. Right? Rashi says, very important, he says, because it doesn't look like milabin, like you're cleaning. And also, it's definitely not real milabin because there's no water. It clearly means if something spills on you on Shabbos, the response is not supposed to be, oh, go get the seltzer. The response is supposed to be, oh, go get another shirt. Because getting the seltzer, getting the water, yeah, come into big problems of libun d'oraisa possibly. Problem if you put it over here, Rekhiv Eger points out, over here he says, Malala Mashav is below Havi Mayim, Rekhiv Eger points out, Ayin the Kaman Kuf Mem Zayin, right? Amar Aleph, Chiyav Chatos, so we can look at there because we have the, right? Chiyav Chatos, he says, Dezehu Libuna, in that instance over there, and there's no water. Rashi seems to say, have a case of Chiyav Chatos for Libun without water. You can answer up over there. We're talking about that's the derech. That's talking about some sort of like dust particles that fell. Just wiping it off without water. That's the derech of libun there. Here to wipe off a challenge state, the derech of libun is the actual water. So if it falls on you, listen. If the big potato stuck there, you can just peel it off. But to scratch it off, you can't do that job. You definitely can't put water on it. Meisbe they asked and titch al gavi min alo. If you have dirt on your shoe, migraro bekavasakin. You can just take it off at the back of the knife. Bisha'al bigdo, and if you had it on your shirt, migaro b'tziporin, you can scratch it off with your finger, uvad shalo yichasfeis. But you can't like rub it really, really hard. So my lab shalo yichasfeis klal, you're not allowed to rub it at all. He says, no, shalo yichasfeis b'chutz, you can't rub it from the outside, you can rub it from the inside. I don't know how that would help you, but maybe rubbing it inside gets it to fall off. If it's really stuck, maybe it gets it to fall off. It loosens it, it falls off, the pieces fall off. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yanai, migarin minal chadash, you can scratch off the dirt from a new shoe. Again, this doesn't apply to our shoes. Our shoes are finished, basically. Their shoes, the leather, would be a problem because of a low yashar. But an old shoe, the leather would start peeling off, and you may have a problem with the mafik, of smoothing out the shoe. right? Vamemigraro, what can you, the minel chadash that you're allowed to scrape off, what can you scrape it off with? Amar Rivo, the gavsakim, with the back of the knife, but not with the sharp edge of the knife. Amar Leahu Saba, so this elderly gentleman said, some of the farshim say, I think it's Tosos says that any place it says Ahu Saba, it's Eliyahu Hanavi. But, okay, some don't say that. But, so Ahu Saba, the Zaken Ached, said to Rabbi Yavoh, Samedidach, erase your halacha that you said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, that you're allowed to scratch off the dirt from a new shoe. Mikamei Hadatani, erase that, or basically scratch that off from the face of the following Braisa, right? Because what does Rabbi Chiyah say? The Tani Rabbi Chiyah, Ein Megari, not allowed to scratch off the dirt, Lo Min Al Chadash, below minal yashan, even using the back of a knife, you can't use, because it's definitely going to scratch off a layer of the leather, which is a problem of mimachet. Okay, so the Gemara now continues the brisa that Rabbi Chiya says, below yosuch as raglo shemen v'hu besocha minal o besocha sandal. You cannot put some sort of oil, or it must be a really liquid in the oil or something like that on you, that you're not going to have a problem with smoothing, but you can't put it on your leg. And then put and while it's in the shoe or when it has the sandal. Why? Rashi says, "Mipnei haminal nehenem mimenu benimsa ma'abdo." It's a problem of tanning. It's ma'abe. Ma'abe is going to soften. It's going to soften or preserve the leather. So the problem of the oil doesn't do that. It's a problem. Aba, what can you do? Sach. You can put it on your atzeraglo b'shemen. You can put the shemen on your foot. Umeiniach b'soch haminal b'tochas sandal. Then you can put the shoe on. I don't know why that makes a difference. Maybe it loses its potency. It first goes to your leg and then goes to the shoe. V'sach kol gufo shemen. You can put oil on your whole body. U'misagel al gabe kutav luya. And then you can roll. I think you can roll around some sort of like strip of leather carpet. I don't know what that is. What's a katuv laya? Rashi says it's or shaluk. So osim yimenu mishtachos l'shulchan u'amata. Right. So you can roll around. You don't have to worry about ma'abin here, because as long as the oil is not touching the leather immediately when you're putting it on, then it's not a problem. I don't know what the chiluk is. Okay. Ma'abin, tanning the leather. Again, the leather in those days wasn't fully processed like it is nowadays. But if it's going to do something that's going to make the leather better, it's going to preserve it, it's going to tan the leather, then you can't do it. So it's Av Melacha. Amar Chizda, Lo Shanu. We did. That's the caveat. We just said now that you can allow to put it on your regel and then put your shoe in. Ela Letzachtiko, right? You can only do that if al Ibud Aser. You only can do that if your intention was only to clean the shoe. But if your intention is for Ibud, it's Aser. So the Gemara basically says that that's Pashut. La Abdo Pshita. Of course you can't do that. The shoe. The abdo is pashut that you can't. Vesu letzachziko mika mandashari. Does someone allow you to put it on with the intention of just cleaning it? That Rashi says mishari b'miskaven ha'ika lemigzer atul abdo. That's a clear rabbanon. Because I can put it on if I do it this way. But the rabbanon would say you can't do that because the gezeira, maybe you're going to put it on for ma'abe. So what are you doing here? So ela itmar hachitmar. This is how you say it. Amr Chizda, Lo Shanu, when we said that you're allowed to put the oil on and then put your shoe on, that's Lo Shanu, Ella, Shir Letzachziko. It's only if the amount of oil you put on is a smaller amount, which is enough just to clean the leather. But Aval Shir La'abdo, even if you have Kavana, not Kavana La'abed, but the Shir is La'abdo, then it's Aser, then you're not allowed to do it on it, even in this second, and even in this head mutter way. Okay? Now the Bryce is going to go on to a couple more halachas, Shaykh to shoes. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yetze Katan, a Katan, Rashi says, Adam Katan, person who has a small shoe size, should not go out with Minel Gadol, should not go out with a large shoe, because maybe the shoe will fall off of him, and he'll carry it, Dalai Lamas, Pirishas Harabin. Aval Yotzehu B'chalak Gadol, but he can go out with a suit or a cloak that is too large for him, because we're not choshish, he's going to take it off. Right, Rashi says, Aval Yotzehu B'chalak Gadol, the Lo Nafil Minei, it's not going to fall off of him, because your shoulders can keep it on. And he's not going to take it off himself, because he doesn't want to walk around naked in the marketplace. So this is clearly talking about if you only have that one layer of clothing on. What if it's an overcoat that's too large? So Moshe and Aruch Chaim, Chelek Hei, Siman Yud Ches, says, that this only is dafka talking about the article of clothing, which is on your body. But an overcoat or something that's larger, you really shouldn't go out something. You should be a chashash that many people make fun of you that it's too big and that you'll take it off and be ma'aber dal amos. There's just a rabbin, so you should always have clothing that fits you on Shabbos. Velo seitzei isha beninal mirupat. A woman should not go out with a torn shoe because it's a gnai for her and she should be choshesh. So people make fun of her and she's going to take off the shoe. Make sure the heel is not broken. Right? Velo tachlotzba. We can't use this type of shoe for chalitza because chachila, the shoe has to be a complete shoe for chalitza. V'im chalitza, chalitza is kosher. But that's only the chachila. But the if you use the shoe for chalitza, then it is still a valid chalitza. V'ein yotze b'min al chadosh. You may not walk out with a new shoe on Shabbos. I guess maybe because it doesn't feel good. It's going to hurt you. Right? V'ein min al amru. We're talking about you should go out with a new shoe. V'min al shal isha. Woman should walk out with a new pair of high heels on Shabbos because she maybe it's going to hurt her and she's going to take them off. It's only if she didn't walk around it beforehand. But if she practiced beforehand, then she can go out because you can see that it fits her. And she can tell that it fits her. So even if it's a brand new shoe, according to this, the women should be wearing it. I don't know if it applies to our shoes. According to this, the women shouldn't wear it. They should do a test run before Shabbos. Tani Chado, one Bryce says, Shomtim minal me'al imus. In the olden days, we had it now with the shoehorn. The olden days, they used to make the shoe, they used to hang it on some sort of what's called the imus, which is some sort of, Rashi says, forma, the form. It's to form the shoes, right? It was some sort of like a shoe tree or something like that. So you can take the minal from the imus, right? Because he's saying that it's the minal, I guess. Mitana idach ein shomtin. You may not take it off. The idea is the imus, I guess, is a klishon lachol iser. So can you take it off by taking the shoe off? You're going to move the imus. So now you're moving muksa with sorech gufo, I guess, or sorech makomo actually, because you want to take the shoe off. So lo kasha. There's no kasha. One says you can. One says you can't. Lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Lezer. Ha Rabbanon. One is Rabbi Lezer and one is Rabbanon. Okay. Where they learn that? They learn that it's not in the Mishnah in the 26th parak of Kalim. Minal shel gabi imus. You have a shoe that's on the imus. Is it considered complete? Is the shoe considered complete? Rabbi Lezer Metahar. Rabbi Lezer says that the shoe is not mekabel tumah because since he didn't finish the malachto, he didn't by not taking it off the imus, it's not considered a kli. The chachamim metamim. The chachamim say no. If that shoe becomes tameh, it becomes tameh because it's susceptible to tumah because there's no malachas uman needed now. All you need to do is remove it from the tree, right? So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that it's not considered a kli and therefore it's not mekabel tumah, you cannot be metatel it on Shabbos. The shoe itself is muksa. I said it wrong. It's not the imus. Right now it's a point where the shoe itself can't be taken off because once Rabbi Lezer, it's not a kli. If it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a kli. If it's not a kli, it's muksa. According to the Chachamim, it is a kli. It is mekabel tumah, and therefore it's not muksa. You can take it off the imus on Shabbos. The point being, I said way before, is that when you're taking it off, when you are taking it off, you're moving the imus, so that you're moving a kli shemalachto l'isser. So according to Chachamim, it's clear that you can move a kli shemalachto l'isser. You can move a kli shemalachto l'isser. So the Gemara says, "Hani chalarava." That makes sense according to Rav that we saw a few days ago. The Amar Davar shemalachto l'isser bein etzer kufo bein etzer makomo mutar shapir. You're allowed to move kli shemalachto l'isser whether it's etzer kufo or etzer makomo. But El Abai the Amar etzer kufo mutar etzer makomo aser Michael Meimer. Abai says you may not move a kli shemalachto l'isser etzer makomo. Here it's a tzorach makomo. I'm moving the imus for its space. So I need to take the shoe off. So how can he explain the brisa? The brisa says that you're allowed to take the shoe off. I'm allowed to take the shoe off. Oh, according to Chacham, you're allowed to take the shoe off because it's a kli. Who cares if it's a kli? I'm moving muksa. How can I take the shoe off? How can I take the shoe off the kli? So Gemara says no. Hachem ayaskinon birafoy. We're dealing with where it's very loose, and you can probably pull it off without moving it. Right, the Tanya, we learn a brayser. Yehuda Omer, im haya rafoy. If it's very loose, mutar. You're allowed to take it off. So Gemara says, wait a second. So according to that, if that's what the brayser is talking about, if the brayser is saying that it's talking about a case where it's rafoy, well now I have a kasha on rava, because it seems to be the brayser then indicates that only if it's loose you can take it off, but it's not loose you can't take it off. But rava should say even if it's not loose I can take it off, because he says you're allowed to move muksa. And the way you're explaining the brisa now, you can only move it off if you're not taking it off if you're not moving it. seems to indicate that Klisha Lako Lisser may not be moved with Tzorach Mekomo. So that's what Gemara says. So Taima de Rafoi, Halo Rafoi Lo, so Hani Yichal Abaye, that's all well and fine for Abaye, the Amar Dovash Lako Lisser Tzorach Gufa Mutter, the Tzorach Mekomo Aser. That's Shapir. El Rava de Amar, Bein Tzorach Gufa, Bein Tzorach Mekomo Mutter, my Ira Rafoi, I feel Lora Fui Naimoi, Nami. It should be able to take it off even if it's not loose. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, the Brisa is the Hahi de Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, Hahi de Rabbi Yehuda Mishun de Rabbi Lazar Hu, the sign Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishun de Rabbi Lazar Imai Rafa Mutar. This Brisa, Rashi says, Ki Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda Lahu de Mafli Ben Rafa Lish Eino Rafoi. When Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction between loose or not loose, that's only going a Gliba de Rabbi Lazar. It's going with the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Minal Shal Ali Imus Lo Gemar Klihu. Kolzman shemachusar hatsa uliin Shabbos nami aslu tato mishum dalak pihu vaashmiin and the refoy lo mechusar hatsahu umutil taltlo. Basically, Rabbi Lezer said if it's on the shoehorn, it's not a kli because it's not finished. So comes Rabbi Hu to say within the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, if it's loose, he's considered finished enough. Once it's loosened on the shoe tree, that's considered loose, and then the shoe has the status of a kli, right? The refoy lav muchusar atzohu mutl tatlo. The ilu rabbanon, because according to the rabbanon, afal gav de ain rafoy mutar. Even if it's not loose, you can move it off the tree. The taimish ain refoy aser le Rabbi Yehuda lav mishum imasu elam mishum min al gufe. When Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to move it if it's you're only allowed to move it if it's loose. It's not because of the tree. Everyone holds according to Rabbi Klishim lachol isur you can move. The problem is the shoe itself. Rabbi Lezer says the shoe's on the tree. It's not a finished kli. You can't move it. Comes Rabbi Yehuda says, even according to Rabbi, this is Rav's explanation, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the shoe is not considered complete, that's only if it hasn't been loosened. Once it's been loosened off the tree, then you can take it off, it's considered complete. Okay, Hajjan Allah, Tolar. Next Mishnah. The next parak is to talk again about Muksa. Let's just do the, what? More Muksa. Gotta move.
This is about
Muksa and Harry. Right, the whole Muksa. Right. Well, actually, it's not true. This blot talked about ma'avdeh. It talked about mimam. It talked about a lot of things. The only ones that have massive sugyas really, it seems to be, are hotza and muksa. Right. Okay. So this talk, parak talk, again, talk about muksa, and they're going to bring now whether or not you can carry muksa agav something that's not muksa. Right. Also, we're going to talk about other things that are Roy Lamach Behema. Okay, Notel Adam es Bino, a person may carry his son, the Evan Biyado, even if his son is carrying the rock, which is Muksa, right? And we don't consider that the father is carrying the rock, the father is carrying the son, okay? Obviously, well, most probably this is where there's a heter to carry, even though we say Chai no says Atzmo, but most probably it's a heter to carry. You can carry a basket even if it has a stone inside the basket. And we don't say that you're carrying the stone, which is muksa. V'metaltalin truma tmeya, you may carry tame truma, which is muksa, because it's asr v'achila, im tahora, which is not muksa, because you give it to a kohen, the kohen can eat it, right? V'im hachulin. You also can carry, I guess, truma tmeya with chulin. Because those are all royal achila, so you can carry the muksa, the agav, the namuksa. Gemara will explain tomorrow why we need all three cases. Okay. Now, truma that is mixed up bechulin is not batel berov. It has to have 100 to 1. It's the whole thing is usser. But if you have 100 to 1, like right then you can what you do is you take out 1% of that. You give that as the truma, and the rest becomes mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ma'alin. Rabbi Huda comes and says that even on Shabbos, you can, if you have this demai, right, you have the truma that was mixed with chulin, you can take out the shear to matir the rest of the tarogas. And we don't say that there's a problem here in the Matakin Mana. To explain what that is. Okay, I think we're going to have to stop here because Gemara continues, and we'll pick up just one piece of Gemara. It goes all the way to the top quarter of the day. So stop here, and everyone have a good day. Have a nice fest.